This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the General Health and News channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. This morning, we are speaking with Jennifer DeVasion Ensign, CEO of Criscott Incorporated and inventor of Sephuer, the first of its kind patented disposable suppository applicator that provides a more comfortable and hygienic way to administer suppository medication. Jennifer, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me, Eric. It's a pleasure to speak with you this morning.
It certainly is, and looking forward to hearing more about your product and your invention. So first of all, what is Sephuer, and why did you invent it?
Sephuer is a unique suppository applicator. It's the first and only suppository applicator cleared by the FDA, and it's unique because it has gas flow paths through the barrel and the plunger that use Boyle's Law of Physics to allow air to escape the body during administration of the medication and withdrawal of the apparatus. Currently, there is no applicator on the market. Patients have to lie on the floor for 30 to 45 minutes and use a finger to administer suppository medication. Upon standing, they have to wear protective undergarments because the medicine leaks outside the body. With using a Sephuer applicator, Eric, patients can administer their medicine in less than 5 seconds in any comfortable position, including standing, and immediately resume daily activities with no need for protective undergarments because the medicine stays properly placed inside the body. So it's really life-transforming for those people who are prescribed either a daily or occasional use of suppository treatment. And I invented this applicator because I have lived with inflammatory bowel disease for over 20 years. I now have Crohn's disease, and periodically through the treatment over the years, suppository medication was prescribed, and I'll be the first one to admit that I was the poster child of the non-compliant patient. And my doctor said to me, you know, we can make other choices about your health treatment, but you have to stay compliant about your medication. And so I invented the device knowing that placement in the body was a problem. And I invented it in my kitchen. I taught myself plastics manufacturing and silicon molding on a small scale. And from that experience, went and sought FDA clearance. We now have a full-scale production in a manufacturing facility, and we've launched the product.
That's tremendous. Who is this product designed for exactly?
This product is helpful and useful to a whole suite of patient populations, not just people who suffer from inflammatory bowel diseases like ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease, but those who suffer from IBS, primary with constipation, may use an occasional laxative suppository. Those people who have, for instance, migraine headaches, it may surprise you to know that one of the fastest, most efficient treatments happens to be suppository medication. Suppositories have been used for hundreds of years. It's a trusted, efficient, pragmatic drug delivery. People with spinal cord injury use a daily bowel regime that includes suppository laxative medication. In addition to that, we use it primarily in treating young children and the elderly, those in palliative care. So those who are in end-of-life care, maybe hospice, will receive a lot of their pain medications and anti-anxiety, anti-nausea for treating the nausea that's associated with oncology treatments. All are commonly compounded in suppository medication.
What obstacles did you run into during the inventing and manufacturing process, assuming that you may have had a few obstacles?
We did. It was actually interesting. I think that early on, when I designed the device for my own personal use, learning to make the molds so that they would have long-lasting longevity. What I used is every Sunday was my manufacturing day. And to be able to produce enough units for my own use for the coming week was a challenge. So I got into a cycle of making molds, remaking molds and making enough parts for my own personal use. But at the same time, I was working with engineers and special medical device technologists to design a full-scale production mold that could be manufacturing the device in an ISO 13485 facility. And the main obstacle there for me is that I don't have an engineering background. Although I knew how the device needed to be designed and how the mold should ultimately work, I didn't have the lexicon and the language of engineering and medicine to really help along the way. So if anything, it was somewhat of trying to communicate using a middle ground of language. It was almost as if there were days when I felt like I was speaking a different language than my engineers. But we worked through it, and what we have today is a fantastic opportunity now to provide the suppository applicator Cefuer to those patients who desperately need it.
Today we are speaking with Jennifer Devasian, Ensign, CEO of Criscon Incorporated and inventor of Cefuer, the first of its kind patented disposable suppository applicator that provides a more comfortable and hygienic way to administer suppository medication here on eHealth Radio's General Health and News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Jennifer, you launched the product on April the 1st of this year and have already been to one of the industry's largest trade shows, Digestive Disease Week. What was the reaction from the medical community?
It was overwhelmingly positive. As a matter of fact, Eric, we saw that the physicians that came from outside the U.S. were really fascinated and interested. We know that suppository medication is actually more common in other cultures other than here in the U.S., and that worldwide the opportunity for Cefuer is great. We found many different distributors who wanted to have access to the device for markets outside the U.S. And here in the United States, where we did all of our clinical and medical studies, nurses overwhelmingly prefer to use Cefuer in an institutional setting like a hospital or a long-term care facility. They prefer to use Cefuer over using a finger to administer medication because it stays in the body longer. It reduces the number of readministrations of the drug, meaning that they have fewer times that they actually have to do bed changes. Patients that we surveyed who have used the device overwhelmingly prefer to use Cefuer over using a finger because it allows them to capture back time in their day that they would have spent lying on the floor waiting while they were taking their medication. If you look at it from the standpoint of an individual patient who may be prescribed a suppository regime twice a day, which would be in the morning and the evening, that equates to roughly 7 hours a week. There's a lot of time lost with someone who has to take suppository medication every day. So it's not just for the better placement of the medication. It's really allowing people to live life in 2014.
Well, certainly has been good to catch up with you and to find out how you have taken action upon not only a personal need, but certainly will affect many people for years to come in a convenient way to apply this. Where can folks order Cefuer?
Patients and caregivers and nurses and anyone who is caring for others that would want to have Cefuer applicators can go to www.cefuer.com, which is spelled Cefuer.com, and it's very easy. They can order and we will ship it directly to their door discreetly.
Jennifer, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I wish you great health.
And I wish you the same. And we've been speaking with Jennifer Devasian, Ensign, CEO of Criscon Incorporated and inventor of Cefuer, the first of its kind patented disposable suppository applicator that provides a more comfortable and hygienic way to administer suppository medication. And once again, the website of reference is Cefuer.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the General Health and News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.